you think of the game Warriors Heat had?
Incredible, you know, and it's nice to see it, man. He continues to get comfortable. He continues to have really good at bats, controlling the strike zone and then doing damage pitches in the strike zone. We saw it today against, the homer to tie the game against Rodriguez, a pretty tough arm to the pull side, and then he goes the other way in the last at bat with authority, you know, getting in a good hitter's count after not chasing and getting a 3-1 count and not trying to do too much, and just to have that ability to go the other way like that is pretty impressive. He continues to have really good at bats, man. And when we have those guys down in the bottom, our lineup is a lot deeper.
Just to get that kind of thunder there, Mauricio ties it, that Soto later in the inning gets a go ahead. Does that just remind you how special this lineup has a chance to be?
1 through 9, you know, I feel like anybody in that lineup can take anybody deep. So that's what we never feel like we're out of a game, you know, because guy gets on, a couple of guys gets on, and before you know it, you got the time run on the plate, and anybody can clip anybody. So it's good to see Alvi continue to have really good at-bats. That's another guy that can go deep, not only the guys, the top five guys. So we've been saying it all year. When those guys are clicking, we're pretty good often.
What's more important for you to see, the power from Mauricio or the plate discipline?
Both. I like both. But it's just good when he doesn't chase, he put himself in good hitter's count. So they got to come in the zone. And when they force him pitchers to come in the zone, he's pretty dangerous, you know. So I like both.
This is a tough place to hit. What does that say about, a rookie and his strength?
Yeah, you're right. He made it look easy, on a place where, pull side the other way. But it comes down to sticking to his plan and, swinging a good pitches. It's easy for me to sit here and say it, but he's working really, really hard behind the scenes. And it's good to see him continue to have results.
What did you make of San Diego?
I thought it was okay. Command, obviously, 5 walks there. He came, he went, kept making pitches. Obviously, left two really good pitches to hit to Chapman. And, when you do that to a good hitter, he's going to make you pay. And he did that today. But I thought overall, the way the ball was coming out, 95, 96 from the very first inning, it was a good sign. Got in trouble in the second inning, first and third, and was able to get swing and misses with the fork ball. Got out of it with a couple of punch outs. I feel like he continues to progress and move in the right direction.
5 out of 6 now on the road. What's it say about how your guys are going?
We're a good team. We're a good team, and we're, like I said yesterday, whether we're home, we're on the road, we got to play well, understanding that we still got ways to go, but in order to get to where we're going to get, we got to continue to take care of business. So it's not always going to be easy, but, one day at a time mentality.
What do you make of the walks from Senga since he's been back from the injured list?
Yeah, I think maybe still the mechanics. This is a guy that the more reps he gets, the better he's going to get, So I'm not concerned. He's too good of a pitcher, and he'll figure it out. So I think it's just more like him coming back, and for the first time he goes 5 innings after coming back from the injury. We push him today. We had a number in mind, which he reached, 92 pitches, I think it was. I want to say it was a good step in the right direction there.
How do you guys prepare for a game that was described beforehand as being a bullpen game, and then every at-bat they're basically doing a different pitcher? How do you guys prepare for that?
Yeah, it's a challenge. But, when you got a lineup that the way we have today, where there was balance, you got some lefties, you got some righties, you got some switch hitters, it's not easy. We're not giving them an easy lane, whether it's a lefty or righty. And we're going to continue to grind our bats, man. We're going to continue to control the strike zone. We're going to continue to hit the ball hard. Like I said, it's not easy to game plan, but I'm glad that we were out there and executed it.
The bullpen didn't allow a run, I think, in 11 innings of the series after a little bit of a rough patch there. Where do you credit the turnaround?
We got good arms there, we saw it today with the addition of Soto right away, making an impact, facing the top of the order and making it look easy, And then Rick Garrett continues to throw the ball well. Buto did a hell of a job. Brooks Raley comes in there knowing that he's going to get a pinch hitter and gets the job done. And Sugar, even though there was a little bit of a trouble there, against bases loaded one out and against, two of their best hitters, he's able to finish the job. So, we've been saying it. They're important. We want to continue to give those guys an opportunity, and they're really good.